Again, all this is presumption now. It's apparent that the police believe it.
Well,
and that
not
is
great.
Cowling's car, and that Simpson is in the driver's seat. We've received a report of a gun in the car. The car is heading north, which would be toward Los Angeles. We picked it up in Orange County. The vehicle is registered to Al Cowling, a former teammate, close friend of O.J. Simpson's, who has been a fugitive from justice now almost 12 hours.
25 years ago, two murders kicked off a series of events that would lead to the trial of the century. It was late in the night of June 12, 1994, that Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman were stabbed to death in her Los Angeles home. They were found 25 years ago this morning. Within hours, the LAPD said O.J. Simpson was a possible witness. Then he became a suspect. He had to fly back from Chicago to L.A. 25 years after the trial of the century, Kim Goldman, sister of murder victim Ron Goldman, is digging deep into the vicious crime that changed her life forever. She has a new podcast called Confronting O.J. Simpson, 25 years after the trial of the century, and Kim Goldman joins us now. Kim, I'm so sorry for your loss. It was such a tragic ending to Ron's life. And here we are 25 years later, and we all remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Pete. It's been hard. It's been weird to think that it's 25 years because it feels so raw and so fresh for me. My brother would have been 50 now, and that's pretty crazy to think about all the things that we missed out on experiencing life with him.
You've been on with me a few times over the years, and I've said this to you before. Good for you for keeping Ron and Nicole's name alive and for keeping us aware now 25 years later. It's just crazy that it's been 25 years.
Yeah, this case hasn't, it shifts, over the years, and there's a whole new generation of people that are learning about it and reading about it, and because there's so much media and there's so much access that it was hard for me to let people think that what they were seeing on these fictionalized shows, was the truth. And so part of wanting to do the podcast and talking about Ron and Nicole and what happened was because I want people to understand what really happened from the people that were there every single day, as opposed to these fictionalized characters.
How is your father?
My dad is my dad's doing okay. He's semi-retired in Arizona. He also volunteers as a victim advocate for a police department there, and so he gets great comfort in being able to help others.
What was your first reaction when OJ was released from prison back in October of 2017?
I felt a sense of dread. I had a reprieve from anxiety. When he was out walking free for such a long time, I never knew where he was going to pop up. And I was just had this angst that I was inside my heart that I didn't realize I was living with until he was in prison for 9 years.
Right.
So that kind of came back very quickly. As soon as he was released on parole, that whole process was kind of embarrassing.
Oh, it was just terrible. I mean, here's a murderer that is just walking free and playing golf every day in Las Vegas. And still in the public eye, he is not laying low. And the arrogance that he has to just go out in public and think that everything is fine is just crazy.
Yeah, we've been told by a number of people that he's living a pretty large life in Las Vegas, and he's treated very kindly there. I haven't read the whole article, but I heard snippets of a piece that he said recently that he's living in a no negative zone or something. It's all positive, and that they don't talk about this at all, which I think does such a disservice to Nicole and her kids.
Right.
His kids to not talk about it. I don't get that.
We're talking about Kim Goldman. The podcast is called Confronting O.J. Simpson, 25 years after the trial of the century. We've seen so many miniseries done about the trial of the century. The FX series, ESPN did a series. So many mistakes were made during the investigation and the trial. And then it came down to a black versus cops issue. What do you confront in the podcast? What is different that we don't know now?
The conversations are a lot more candid. The conversations that I'm having with Tom Lang, for example, the lead detective, he talks to me about why certain pieces of evidence or wondering why certain pieces of evidence weren't put on in the criminal case. His feeling is you put every single thing in and see what sticks. Marcia Clark talks about why she didn't put some of those pieces on and the strategy behind that. I honestly had forgotten about some of the things that Tom Lang mentioned, so it was hard for me to hear all of the evidence that wasn't included.
Right.
Having said that, the jurors that I spoke to, I don't think it would have made a difference. They pretty much believed that the police department bungled the entire case and that there was a conspiracy to frame the killer, frame a guilty man. I don't really know what they think, but in that regard, but they believe that the cops were all bungling idiots, but they were smart enough to plant evidence and frame somebody. I think that you'll be interested to hear the jurors talk about deliberations and how that was kind of BS. Talk to some of the witnesses, one witness that didn't make the witness stand and then two that did, and what their experience was like.
Who was the witness that didn't make the witness stand?
Jill Shively. She was the young woman that saw the killer driving erratically in a white Bronco leaving the scene. She didn't know what she was witnessing, but she saw him with his headlights off, driving right in the area where the crimes were committed. And she sold her story to tabloid television at the time, and Marcia decided that that made her an incredible witness, and that she's carried a tremendous amount of guilt with her.
After the ESPN series, I was so upset with Marcia Clark and Chris Darden. It's not personal to me. I can't imagine how upset you were. How do you get over that, or how did you confront Marcia and get past that and have her on the podcast?
You know, because I don't start out having those feelings. I think, you know, I've had 25 years to think about it. I think that what was going on during that trial, I think Marcia and Chris and the whole prosecution team did the best that they could under the circumstances. I think it's really easy for us now, 10, 15, 20, 25 years later, to have feelings about what they did or didn't do and mistakes that were made. I don't know that I see them all as mistakes. I think I can go that route if I want to, but at that time they did the best that they could, and they were the only ones fighting for my brother and Nicole. So I can't let myself go to that place with them. They sacrificed a lot, they compromised a lot, they suffered a lot, and my anger needs to be focused on the person that killed my brother, and that's O.J. Simpson.
Have you seen O.J. since the civil trial?
Have I seen him since the civil trial? Just in the courtroom for the Vegas, my dad and I were able to get in for the sentencing phase of that trial, but that's it.
Got it. How do you remember your brother, Ron Goldman, this week?
I remember my brother every day. It's exacerbated this week because I'm very aware of the timeline and what he was doing in his final moments and all the days that follow. My brother is the closest thing to my heart besides my son and my dad, and I talk to him in the car. I talk to him in my head. I talk to him out loud just in case he can hear me. I visit him a lot in the cemetery, and I try to live my life with the same purpose and integrity that he did, and hope that that's a legacy that stays on.
The name of the new podcast is called Confronting O.J. Simpson, 25 Years After the Trial of the Century. Kim Goldman, God bless you and your family, Kim. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much, Pete.
All right, Mr. Simpson, would you please stand and face the jury?
Superior Court of California, County of Los Angeles, in the matter of the people of the state of California versus Orenthal James Simpson, case number BA097211. We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder in violation of Penal Code Section 187A, a felony upon Nicole Brown Simpson, a human being, as charged in count one of the information.
It's 720 WGN.